Okay, let's go back on the record after a short recess, and we're discussing deviation from the route and Class 3. And Mr. Morrison, did you have something to assert in regard to that?
Yes, I've had a chance to visit with the witness and the other Whiting representatives, and what we would propose is that, not that the order be held up, but that Whiting will get SWCA, get the archaeologists back out in the field. They will do a Class 3 on the first 2/10 of a mile and on the final, whatever it is, from the deviation at the north end. And they'll do a Class 3 on that. We'll file that with SHPO, and getting the concurrence of SHPO can be a condition of construction on either one of those particular areas of the routes that will have that done and have it filed. You know, if there would be something, we could provide for some further hearing, but I think the chances are so remote because of the type of land that it's involved in that we're willing to take that risk and just say, if we have it as a condition of commencement of construction of those portions of the pipeline, we should be in good shape. And hopefully we'll get SHPO out, you know, within the week to get it done.
So,
I mean, not SHPO, SWCA.
So it's my understanding you'll begin, but you won't actually begin construction itself in those two areas at least.
Right.
Pending the SHPO approval.
And with any luck, we have it all done before an order gets issued anyway. I mean, we'll do our best to get in it just as fast as we can.
So that will involve a late filed exhibit then from SHPO?
It will probably be two exhibits, an updated Class 3 covering those routes and then the SHPO concurrence.
All right, why don't you make the updated Class 3 late filed exhibit 6?
And the only except, you say a late filed exhibit, I guess I am a little concerned that if we have a delay in getting the site done, we would like to get the order issued so that if it's not a late filed exhibit, okay, it would be a condition of commencement of construction on those portions of the
law. As I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, it would not be a late filed exhibit, but Whiting has no objection to a condition in the order that construction is subject to the Class 3 on these areas plus SHPO concurrence. Is that accurate?
That's correct. That's accurate.
Well, technicalities. I mean, it's a document.
And it will show up in the record,
I guess. It will show up in the record, so. But I suppose for purposes of, you know, whether the order is granted, it is a condition more than an exhibit. So.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
We won't close the record either.
We will close the record, yeah.
Today?
Well, yeah, we're not waiting for those documents. They're going to be a condition, correct?
The case file remains open, so it'll still get filed in the case file, but
right,
the record for hearing purposes gets closed so we can move to an order.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Armstrong, please.
Yep. Just a few follow-ups. As I understand it, I'll just stay on Exhibit 3. The wetland that's shown there, that is one that will be bored under?
If you're referring to the wetland at approximately milepost 1.4 on
yes.
the route? Yes, on the page 1 of 5. That's correct. That will be bored. Yes.
And then the other one is just north of mile marker 2 will be bored under?
That is correct. That's the second one.
And then that third one, that's smaller one, if you will, that's the one that you're going to fence around?
That's correct. That's the fencing. Mm-hmm.
And is it, I guess from your changes, are you, does Billings County have any setback requirements from the county roads that are at issue at all in with this pipeline?
Not to my understanding that we've identified, no. Another point there, was looking at a wrong part. I was just wondering if how much of the route did parallel or county road, but it does parallel it for a couple of miles.
I think Ms. Tebow had mentioned groundwater issues with spring. Is there any concern with construction during the winter, that groundwater could cause issues, you know, with the freeze or anything like that, with the actual construction of the pipeline, you know, the integrity of it? Are you aware of anything like that?
I've certainly seen and am aware of groundwater can be an issue from a construction perspective. It does not affect the integrity of the pipeline or putting the building the pipeline together. The bigger issue is just from the equipment operators dealing with the track hose, and if it's cold enough, the water will freeze down in, and it can be messy and difficult for the hose operators to get chunks of ice out of the trench or a frozen dirt clod, which can make restoration the following spring harder. But all of the pipeline is welded together, and the coating is put on skids on the land surface and then lowered into the trench. So the water conditions in the groundwater won't affect the construction and or lowering into the pipeline. It's just makes it harder to dig the trench and put it together.
So the groundwater, would it be accurate? The groundwater is a pain for Whiting during construction, but it doesn't affect the safety or integrity of the pipeline for the general public?
That's correct. Yep. Slower to do and cost more and unpleasant if you happen to be the guy that's getting wet. Yeah.
Okay. They have any impact on soil separation, or how does that affect the
Frozen ground conditions? Yes, can make it harder for soil separation, and that's one of the reasons why Whiting is interested in getting approval to start the project before soil freezes. If a good solid freeze sets into the soil, it can freeze the topsoil and the subsoil together in a bigger chunk, and it will require a track hoe operator to take more time and skill to try to scrape the topsoil off of the subsoil, and it's not as effective and it is harder to do. So the preferable time to build would be before that freeze-up sets in really hard like that.
Is there any anticipated date of when that freeze-up will set in that way?
I am afraid I'm not that well qualified to predict that future, no.
Well, but sometimes in North Dakota it's probably already happened now, but
No, I'm afraid I don't. My thinking would be sometime in November is when it would start to sink in.
Possibly. Some Novembers, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long the construction will actually take?
From my recollections, I believe it's about 2 months, but I would defer to Nicole or to one of her other staff for more exact info on that.
Generally, you clear the pipeline out,
dig
the trench, and lay the pipe,
correct? It's a pretty small project. It should go pretty fast once it gets going. Yeah, so I would think within 2 months.
I don't have any further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. Mr. Fahn?
I just have one I'm curious about. I'm looking at the topographic maps, page 2, and I'm guessing that the tree row that or shelter that you're going to bore under is the one right above mile marker 2?
You're correct. Yes, that is the one that will be bored underneath.
And that's all I was really curious about.
Okay.
No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fahn. Do you have the September 12th, 2011 letter from the health department?
I do have it, yes.
Is that something that Whiting is going to comply with?
Yes. Whiting will easily comply with that. That's a very standard comment letter from the Department of Health, and Whiting will develop a stormwater pollution prevention plan as an extension of the work at the terminal that will encompass the areas along the right-of-way corridor.
Okay. Thank you. You said that there is no eagle nesting trees in the 120-foot corridor?
Correct.
Did you do an aerial survey or some other kind of survey to determine that, or?
We did not do an aerial survey, no. It was conducted by biologists on the ground.
Visual on the ground.
Visual on the ground, yes.
And just that one golden eagle was sighted, but no one else?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Can you tell me, how is that whooping crane compliance thing, how does that work? I mean, if you cite a whooping crane, you notify FWS, or how does that work?
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't gone through one of those occurrences myself. Expectation would be that when construction crews are out working, if they were to see whooping crane flying by and judged it to be less than a mile away, that they would cease operations, and then at that point they are supposed to contact the Fish and Wildlife Service and report that. In my opinion, I think it's pretty unlikely that a whooping crane is going to stop down next to construction, but it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, not that many people see whooping cranes around.
Yeah, I personally never have, no.
I think I saw one once, but I'm not sure. Sprague's pipit, was there a concern about the Sprague's pipit?
The Fish and Wildlife did raise a concern that they thought the corridor might contain habitat suitable for the Sprague's pipit, excuse me. We contend that there is no habitat of that nature. It wants undisturbed native prairie land. And the corridor route along this project does not contain any of that. It's either all agricultural farmland or kind of next to current county roads.
Yeah. Okay. That's CRP land. That's not in the revised area, is it?
It is not, no. The CRP land is roughly about a third of a mile to the east of where the Bridger facility is.
Yeah.
I don't have the exact location of that. They are not allowed to divulge the exact location of CRP land except to those individual landowners.
Yeah. How about the grassland reserve program land? That's not in that
That's correct. That's not in the revised route areas either.
The only other question I had, I was just curious about the Ukrainian post office. Did you guys get any pictures of that, or did you just?
I personally have not seen pictures of that. I do not believe SWCA obtained pictures of that. They found reference to that information in the files in the SHPO's office. I don't know if pictures of that exist or not.
Or if it's still there, even.
Or if it's still there, correct.
Okay. But anyway, the pipeline's not going through the post office,
no.
If it still exists. All right. Thank you. Staff, any further questions? Mr. Fahn?
Just one about, are there any, permits or licenses that that need to be acquired at this point?
The only permit that comes to my mind right now is a confirmation of coverage for the stormwater pollution plan, that plan has been modified to include the corridor in addition to the Bellfield Terminal. But typically the permits are issued for crossing water bodies or wetlands, that type of a feature, waters. And the project is in a pretty dry area, and we're just not crossing any of those features, so no permits are necessary. Or if we are crossing them, we're boring underneath them, and then the agencies don't regulate them.
Okay. One other question, I guess. On the topographic maps again, I guess it'd be page 3. What is the distance to that residence up in at the top of the page? It seems like it's getting close, but to 500 feet. But
judging from eyeballs, it's slightly over 500 feet. I do recall that residence, I believe it was tallied or identified somewhere in the text. If I can ask your patience a minute.
Well, that was your assertion that there were no residents within 500 feet, I believe, right?
Right. Yep.
Right.
But it does look close.
It does. It looks really close. And we've had other situations where it turned out the residence actually was closer than they thought. But I just want to confirm that that's been verified, that it's over 500 feet.
Yeah. Bear with me 1 minute. Well, I'm mistaken. It's not identified in the text. I'm looking at page 21 in the application, where the paragraph is located, where we talk about residences within 500 feet. I did not include distances where two residences where they were located greater than 500 feet. So that's why I didn't include the exact amount here. I do recall from earlier review, though, it's in the range of about 600 feet. But I don't have the exact footage off the top of my head.
But we're not, it's not something that was missed. I mean,
missed, no. We were the ones that put the red mark there, so we we did identify it and calculate the distance earlier.
No. Thanks, that's all I have.
Okay.
Anything further, Mr. Armstrong, Mr. Fahn?
As I understand it, I want a clarification on. We've got, in general, not counting the chance, 120-foot survey corridor for the biological and the cultural resources.
Correct. Yeah.
And as I understand it, the route and the construction, it requires how wide of a corridor, so to speak, do you need to work to construct it and everything? Is that the 80 feet?
That is the 80 feet, yes. We call it the construction right-of-way width.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is Whiting asking for 120 feet or is it asking for 80 feet?
Whiting is asking for the 80 feet, what they need for the construction footprint. Right.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong. Mr. Morrison, anything on follow-up with your witness?
I have no further questions.
Thank you, Mr. Regan.
You're welcome.
And I have no further witnesses. We would rest.
No further witnesses. All right. I guess, and there's no public witnesses, as I noted earlier, so I guess all we have left to do is to determine how we're going to close this. And of course, we have those two conditions. There will be documents that will be submitted later, not late filed, but submitted later. Staff and myself would like proposed findings of facts, conclusions of law, and an order. Do you have that today, or do you need to take a look at that and submit
it? A few things came up, so why don't we make sure we will file it by the end of the day tomorrow, and you'll have it filed by the close of business tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll, an email copy is fine. I can email it both to you and Mr. Fahn and Mr. Armstrong. Is that
sufficient for me?
Pardon me?
That's sufficient for me.
Okay.
A word version.
Word version. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any closing comments you want to make, Mr. Morrison?
Just thank you to the staff and to yourself for the courtesies and for being here today, giving us the opportunity, and we do appreciate that, and we will get the proposed findings in and ask for your cooperation in getting early order out as soon as we can.
Thank you, Mr. Morrison. Anything, Mr. Armstrong, you want to note before we close the record?
No, Judge. Thank you.
Okay. As I said, I'll be issuing recommended findings of facts and conclusions of law and an order to the commission, and that'll be as soon as possible. And the commission will be meeting and issuing a final order in regard to this matter. And I'm sure they'll do that as soon as possible, too. If there's nothing else to bring to my attention, I'm going to close this hearing. The correct time is about 11:25 Mountain Time. This hearing is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.